Mom, I have some happy news. Kate paused to make sure she had her mother's full attention, and something in her voice gave Lisa goosebumps. Instantly, she knew what her daughter was about to say, and her heart filled with joy. Are you? Before she could finish the sentence, Kate jumped in happily. Yes, Jack and I are expecting a baby. You're the first to know. Lisa smiled as she remembered the conversation from a month ago. She glanced at the soft baby sweaters on the seat next to her. She'd bought them in town the day before and couldn't wait to give them to her daughter. Earth to Lisa, Sue said with amusement. Lisa stopped daydreaming and snapped her attention back to her two best friends, Sue and Paige, who were visiting for Saturday morning breakfast. Her daughters, Kristen and Abby, were there too, and Abby's daughter, Natalie, who was napping in her stroller. Normally, her oldest, Kate, would be there as well, but she and Jack were off in the Cayman Islands on their honeymoon. They were due back the next day. They were originally supposed to go right after their wedding, but a nor'easter in Boston put that plan on hold, and they rescheduled for a month later. Sorry, I spaced for a minute. What did you ask? I asked if Kate knew what she was having yet, Paige said. No, not yet. She has an appointment scheduled for next week, and I think she might find out then. She's a little over 4 months along now. That's why I got this cute sweater set in both pale blue and in powder pink. She held up the baby sweaters and matching pants. They were so tiny, and she couldn't wait to see the baby in them. Everyone oohed and aahed as she passed the sweaters around the table. How is Kate feeling? Sue asked. She's been lucky so far. She hasn't really had any morning sickness, which is why she didn't realize right away that she was pregnant. She's always had an irregular cycle, too, so didn't think much of it that she was running late. I'd say she's very lucky, Abby agreed. My first trimester was not fun. Good that she's feeling well and can enjoy the Cayman Islands. Have any of you been? I did a cruise years ago that stopped there for a day, and I've always wanted to go back. It's just beautiful. The water is so clear and clean. I'd rather be there right now, Paige added as she glanced out the window. Lisa followed her gaze and saw snow blowing and whipping through the trees. She could almost feel the cold just by looking outside. She hoped that Kate and Jack were having a good time and enjoying their break from the winter weather. Are you girls ready for the big storm that's coming this weekend? Lisa asked her daughters. Another nor'easter, a snowstorm with heavy winds that had a good chance of knocking power out, was predicted for that Friday, followed by 2 more days of snow. Abby made a face. I'm sick of winter already. And no, I need to go to Stop and Shop when I leave here and stock up on a few things. I need batteries, too, and maybe another flashlight. I'm in good shape, Kristen said. I'll probably go hunker down at Tyler's. He just had a delivery of wood for his new stove. So even if the power goes out, we'll be nice and warm. And he's a decent cook, too. Good thing they're coming home tomorrow, Sue said. They say it's going to be the only sunny day this week. Lisa was grateful for that, too. She was always nervous when her kids were traveling, and she wouldn't be able to fully relax until Kate and Jack were back home on Nantucket. There's a sale on rotisserie chickens at the market. I picked up 2 yesterday. I got a bunch of snack foods, too, in case we lose power. And we're well-stocked with wine, of course. Paige grinned. Her boyfriend, Peter Bradford, owned a liquor store, and that's where they all bought most of their wines. Did you have many cancellations for this week, Mom? Kristen asked. Lisa nodded. Yes, everyone is either canceled or rescheduled, except for one lady, Marley Higgins. She's still planning to arrive tomorrow and is staying for a month, so that will help make up for the cancellations. Normally, the dining room would be filled with guests helping themselves to the breakfast that Lisa always set out, usually a quiche of some kind, plus fresh fruit, bagels, and toast. But today it was just her family and friends. A month? This time of year? That's interesting. What do you know about her? Sue asked. Not much, just that she's traveling alone, and she asked for a list of my favorite restaurants, which I was happy to help her with. If we get snowed in, we can take her food for lunch and dinner if need be. Hopefully it won't be too bad, though. It could still change direction and go out to sea.